I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today, a high near 72 degrees, a chance of showers and thunderstorms by tonight into tomorrow. The search for a permanent chancellor at SIU Carbondale is taking its next steps. The school announced 4 finalists for the position yesterday out of a national search that identified 31 applicants and nominees. 3 of the finalists have degrees from SIU. They are Carl Pinkert, the Vice President for Research and Economic Development at the University of Alabama, J.S. Elwell, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell. George Hind is president of Oakland University in Michigan, the only one who doesn't own a degree from Southern. The 4 finalists will appear on campus later this month for public forums as well as meetings with various campus groups and community leaders, including SIU President Randy Dunn. More information on their scheduled appearances can be found at WSIUnews.org. Illinois has entered its 22nd month without a real budget. Among the state services affected by the political fight are those that help victims of domestic violence. Brian Mackey has this update.
Illinois doesn't spend a lot of money fighting domestic violence. It's way less than 0.1% of the state budget. But since last summer, it's spent nothing. Vicki Smith represents 62 providers across Illinois. She says some groups have laid people off, others are about to. Smith says you can't just put these kind of services on hold any more than you would a fire department or emergency room.
When people have to call us to come into shelter, they're running for their lives, literally running for their lives. They're calling us because they have no place else to go.
Domestic violence was left out of last summer's so-called stopgap budget. Legislation to approve state spending on the programs has bipartisan support and is advancing in the Illinois Senate. I'm Brian Mackey.
April is World Autism Month. Homes and businesses around Illinois and around the globe are showing their support by lighting it up blue. The Autism Speaks campaign is now in its 10th year, working to not just spread awareness, but also create an understanding and acceptance of autism. While early intervention is a cornerstone for development, Tamara Golden with Autism Speaks in Illinois says there are also times when those impacted by autism should start thinking about their future. In early teenage years, she says, a transitional plan should be in place that includes the introduction of vocational skills and educational training.
They need jobs, and they can be really great members of society and hold jobs. So we're working to show companies how wonderful people on the spectrum can be for their companies, and they have so much to offer.
National autism prevalence rates are up about 30% from 2008 and nearly double since the year 2000. Experts say the rise is due to increased awareness and changing diagnostic criteria. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today and a high of 72. I'm Jennifer Fuller.